I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A massive water break in DeKalb County caused headaches this morning. Buford Highway just north of 285 was shut down before the morning rush hour due to the flooding. A boil water advisory is in effect for the entire county. Decatur City schools are closed for the day. DeKalb County schools shut down early, with elementary schools dismissing at 10, high schools at 11:15, and middle schools closing at 12:15. Meanwhile, 8 water tanker trucks are being deployed in the county to supply water for fire protection and to fill chillers at hospitals. Multiple cities are reporting low or no water pressure. Crews are on the scene working to repair the breach. A problem of another kind is impacting Hartsfield-Jackson Airport today. Travelers may face delays due to the winter storm slamming the East Coast from Washington up to Boston. While we're enjoying a sunny day, those regions are experiencing high winds, heavy rains, and large snow accumulations. Delta Airlines is issuing a travel waiver for the next 2 days, which allows passengers flying to selected cities in the Northeast to rebook their trips without paying a penalty. Airport officials are asking passengers to check with their airlines to get updated information on flights before heading to the airport. The Atlanta School Board says teachers at Perkerson Elementary in Southwest Atlanta will have to reapply for their jobs at the end of the school year. The decision to reconstitute the school comes after several years of struggling performance. According to CBS 46, Perkerson was identified in 2014 as one of 16 low-performing schools by the governor and the state. Teachers who are not rehired at the end of the school year will receive priority at other APS schools. Atlanta's Morehouse School of Medicine will soon be graduating physician assistants. The school announced it'll start accepting applicants this fall for the program, which will launch next summer. Demand for PAs is expected to grow by nearly 40% over the next 10 years. The 26-month-long full-time program will lead to a Master of Science degree. And many Savannah City departments and services continue to experience delays after a malware attack affected thousands of computers. Communications Director Michelle Gavin says more than 2,000 city computers were affected by the February 9th phishing attack. Gavin says there is no evidence that data was damaged or deleted. The city's IT department and a contracted IT firm have wiped and restored 80% of the affected computers and installed new antivirus software. Savannah's traffic court remains closed this week as a result of the breach. Gavin stressed that the city's 911 system was not affected by the malware attack. And a prominent gun control activist is entering the race for Georgia's 6th congressional district. According to the AJC, Democratic candidate Lucy McBath of Cobb County will join Kevin Abel and Bobby Capel in the race against Republican incumbent Karen Handel. McBath is the mother of Jordan Davis, a 17-year-old who was shot and killed at a gas station in Jacksonville, Florida back in 2012 by a man objecting to the music Davis was playing in his car. After her son's death, McBath became an early member of the group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.